tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling.
And this is the main event of the evening.
Please welcome your host for today.
Adam is here.
Love me!
Troy is here. Hey, I call them like I see them, all right?
And
Taz is here. I mean, Sal is here.
It's Taz!
Well, look at it this way. It's the first thing we've done together as a team.
I grab my dick, you grab your dick. You work my arm, I work your arm. Same time. Same time. It's like jerking off together, but not gay. We're not touching dicks. Each other's dicks, anyway. I'm touching my dick. And you're working it, and I'm loving it.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for
the rundown.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, welcome. The Rundown Wrestling Podcast. My name is Adam. I'm your host. Joining me this week, and the pickles, and the pickles, and the pickles. Sal is here.
Hey, what's going on? Adam, it's been a while. Good to see you, buddy.
Okay. What song is that? I don't remember what song that is.
Stained? Yeah, it's Stained.
It is. All right. Also joining us this week, the man is waiting until his daughter's 10th birthday to tell her that he hosts a wrestling podcast. Troy is here.
My daughter already turned 10. Hey, how's everybody doing?
He meant your younger daughter.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Did you forget you had two daughters?
You know.
How you been, buddy?
Doing good.
I know you talked to Sal last week, but I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Yeah, it's been good. New job's going good. Excited to finally start working from home. So that's coming up pretty soon here. And yeah, otherwise, same old man.
Excellent.
So how you been?
Better. This week has been uneventful.
I mean, I know you're disappointed because it's me and not Jason, but you know.
Oh. No. I'm glad to see you, buddy. This week has been uneventful. This week has been relaxing. This week has been chill for the most part. And I appreciate that. I need a week like
that's
that.
Good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know if you were trying to joke with Jason last week when you said I wasn't there. I wasn't on the show because I was watching the Barbie movie, but I was in fact watching the Barbie movie last week.
No. We knew that you actually were watching the Barbie movie because you were texting me. You need to go see the Barbie movie. So
I texted the group. I texted the group. I just didn't know if that was before or after. Yeah, it's fucking incredible. It's an amazing movie, and I highly recommend it. I don't know what I expected going into it, but it was not anything close to what I got. It's incredible.
All right.
And I can't happy with the movie.
I can't say anything more than that because it's ridiculous, but go see it.
That's the one where she rides the pink sparkle bomb onto the shit city, right? Am I mixing up my movies?
A little bit.
Doctor Strange Barbie.
Speaking of taking things from the 80s and playing on people's nostalgia, Super Mario Brothers the movie comes out tomorrow on Peacock. I can't fucking wait. It's about time. I didn't want to pay.
Super Mario's on the cock?
I saw it in theaters. I was not going to pay for it, though, on demand or on streaming. Fuck that. So I'll watch it again now that's free on the cock.
Yeah, for sure.
Get that cock, bro.
That's what I tell myself every morning. Last time I was on with Jason and Sal. We talked about TikTok for a bit. And I have discovered the worst fucking TikTok account. The fuck was that?
That was supposed to quietly be a drawer as I put away the pencil, but it was not quiet.
Like,
sorry, you're talking about your
fucking drummer thing. So this guy
enhancing your story.
This guy shows up on my For You page. And he's always live. And he's always stacking fucking poker chips. That's all he does is stack poker chips. And he has one of those filters on his face that makes it look like he's crying all the time. One of those filters is just like, you know, nobody screenshot that and put it as your wallpaper. Thank you. And his whole gimmick is, if you, so TikTok has this thing where if somebody's live, you can send them gifts, and you have to buy coins through TikTok in order to, and then to use the coins to buy the gift to send the person. And so his entire thing is, don't buy me a galaxy, because if you buy me a galaxy, I have to knock over this stack of poker chips and start over. Please don't buy me a galaxy. Why would you buy me a galaxy? It's not funny. Like, this is, I clicked on his live for 1 second just to say, this is fucking pathetic. And then I left his fucking live. It's so stupid. And it pisses me off because I'm sure it works.
Never underestimate how much people will pay to be stupidly entertained.
That's true.
Because what makes me so mad is the fact that I'm sure it works, and I'm sure he makes a shitload of money off of TikTok.
That's the same thing with those fucking YouTubers that have to stop in the middle of the videos and go, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
I have something worse that I found on Twitch. Speaking of signs of the apocalypse.
Is it our Twitch account?
No, there's a Twitch streamer, and I this was in my suggested. I'm not going to go into why. where
that doesn't sound suspicious. Go on.
She doesn't appear on camera until she can count down from 10. But like, if chat types like "don't" in the chat, then she stays off camera, and this goes on for like hours. And she gets like 3,000 viewers, and I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you people? And then eventually she shows up on a camera and she's like in a bikini or something. And I'm like,
you know, porn is free, right?
I know that. No, I was just surprised that this existed. Cause I was like, what the fuck is the gimmick here? Like, I didn't get it, but a lot more Twitch followers than we have.
It's in the similar vein of the people who sleep on TikTok Live and have a list on the wall that says, this gift makes this noise, and this gift flashes these lights, and this gift does this. Wake me up!
They do that on Twitch, too. They have these marathon streams where, like, oh, watch me sleep, but, you know, annoy me by playing this alert. And I'm fucking so stupid.
And the alert costs bits, and bits cost money.
Yes, of course.
Weird how that works.
No, the alert costs subs. They're not even going cheap. They're like, for five subs, you can play an alert and fucking wake me up.
Speaking of shitty ways to scam people out of money, a lot of the games that I play on my phone, a lot of the mobile games that I play, are free. And so they have ads in them that play randomly, or you play an ad to get a thing, you know, to get like more currency in the game or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been getting so many ads recently for all these different fucking games, like a bingo game and a match three game and a bubble pop, but it's like, you can win real cash.
Well, you're talking about Solitaire Clash. Funny, I get those ads too on my games.
There was one of them where this gentleman was talking about the game, and it was one of those scripted, you said if I played this game, I would get $4. Blah, blah, blah. You're playing the wrong game. You must not have clicked on the right game. It was a solitaire game. I don't know if it was Solitaire Clash or if it was another one. But the guy in the ad called it Solitary Clash. And I'm like, you can't even take the fucking time from scamming people out of money to pronounce the name of the game right in your fucking ad.
You think we should have a second take of that? Nah, fuck it.
And then the best part is, like, a little while later, I saw the same ad for a different game. Like, same exact video for a different game. They just dubbed over the part where he says the name of the game. So now the mouth doesn't match the words at all. Fuck, are you, how does this work?
Okay, I never thought we were going to go down this road to start the show, but since we're here, I get all of the same ads because I do those games where, like, you know, you watch an ad and then you get to fucking get, like you said, in-game currency. The one that kills me is this girl. She's by herself. She's going to dinner, but it's at like a fucking, like a Bill and Bob's roast beef or something. It looks like a shitty little place. And they're like, that will be $65. Mind you, she's by herself, okay? And she's like, hold on, let me play this game for a few rounds.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to pay the bill. And the guy stands there and supposedly watches her play for a few rounds. And he's like, did you just win money playing a game? And she's like, yeah, I just play and then I win some money and I usually can pay for dinner and stuff.
That's not how it works.
Never mind that it's going to take 5 days to show up in your account.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
It's such a bad commercial. It's so fucking bad.
My favorite is the one where the husband insults the wife and then runs away, and they're filming it like it's a TikTok video, and she throws a wad of cash at his head, and all of a sudden it switches out of TikTok video mode, and he's like, where did you get this money?
Oh, my God. I got it from playing fucking, what is that other one? The not Bingo. It's like Bubble Pop or something like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like Snoot, yeah. But it's like new.
There's Bingo. Oh, God, Snoot. Jesus, that's a flashback. Yeah, there's Bubble Pop ones, there's Bingo ones. There's
Wait. Side note. But, I'll forget. Just let me get this one. All right. There's a similar gimmick where a shitty fucking app like Royal Match or something, they pay a celebrity on Cameo.
Dude, I was just going to say, how fucking pathetic is it that to be a fucking Cameo for this fucking Royal Match game?
Dude, it says Cameo on the bottom of the screen.
Sometimes, yeah. I'm Rick Hoffman from Suits.
Oh,
I'm doing nothing with my life now, so I've accepted $300 to advertise this shitty mobile game to you.
And the best part is there's no ads.
And smooth animations.
Oh my God. It's so bad, and it's like the worst. It's like the crappiest celebrities you can think of, like Rick Hoffman from Suits.
It's Rick Hoffman from Suits, and it's the other dude from Suits, the dude who wasn't a lawyer but faked his way into the fucking. It's that guy, also from Suits.
I feel like the developer was a big fan of certain.
We're going to turn this into a segment. I'm going to take note of some of the funny ads I get during my mobile games during the week, and then we'll talk about them when we come back.
Fair. Hey, Adam, how was your Pepsi Mango?
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh.
But I did find it yesterday.
The man sends you Pepsi Mango.
No, he didn't send it
to me. No, I didn't send it to him.
Troy made me aware of the fact that it's available apparently only at Walmart.
Oh.
The next time I went to Walmart, I was like, oh. And there it is. And I sent him a picture out as soon as I picked it up.
I thought Troy purchased the pack of Pepsi Mango and sent it to you.
It is still upstairs, but it hasn't been opened yet. It's after I finished the Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero, which is also apparently only at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
Nah, it's bullshit. They have it at mobile. The gas station.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey.
I'm just saying, I like the cherry vanilla, and I've had it, and I've got it from the gas station. But anyway, go ahead. Gas is like $4 a gallon, by the way. Just to say. I don't know when the fuck that happened, but I went to look at gas today, and it was $3.95, and I was like,
Thanks, Obama.
Like, I'll take $5 of gas, please, and I'll be back tomorrow when I get paid.
Right.
Anyway.
Just reminded me of my one TikTok that has the most views. Back when it was still lip syncing to shit, and it was this dude did one half of that. I think it's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, where it's Andy Samberg's character going into the store. And he's like, "I'll take your best bottle of wine, please." And the clerk goes, "That'll be $1,300." And he goes, "I'll take your $15 bottle of wine, please."
Nice. See, that's one of the things I don't like about TikTok, and I don't even have it, but I've seen it enough. The trends come and go so fast, it's not fair. Like, if you actually want to get, like, views and stuff, you gotta keep up with the trends and what's popping on the TikTok. That's too much work.
Anyway. We got stuff to do, fellas.
You mean we got to work?
We got more predictions. We got the PLE to talk about. Where should we start? Do you want to start with the Great American Bash?
I think we should. Okay. Yeah. I think our listeners are anxious to hear how they did in the prediction poll.
That's fair. I was not able to watch live because I thought that it was on Saturday, and it wasn't on Saturday. It was on Sunday. But did either of you guys watch the kickoff?
Nope.
I definitely saw clips of the kickoff match during Great American Bash.
First off, thank you to the 9 people who participated in the prediction poll for Great American Bash. We appreciate you. We'll go through your names as we go. On the kickoff was the 8-person tag team match of the Metaphor against Dragon Lee, Nathan Fraser, Ulyssa Leon, and Valentina Feroz, of which the Metaphor did not win. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Jason's problem is, Sal. I'm with you. I loved Comatose Noemdar. And I enjoyed the hell out of that.
He makes it work. I'll give him credit.
It was, but I also agree that they need to get fucking rid of the Heritage Cup. But
oh yeah, anyway.
Only two people picked Dragon Lee and
friends
crew. Yeah, that was Dicko Loco and Jackson. So good start for them. None of us saw this match, so I guess we'll just move on to the main show. We open Great American Bash proper with the tag team title match. We have new tag team champions. That's mm-hmm. the Syndicate defeat Gallus. Stax does the diving headbutt, mm-hmm. and I can't see that diving headbutt without cringing anymore, and I don't know why anyone still does it.
I mean, maybe I can understand
why Daniel Bryanson still does it, but still.
Fair. But to his credit, he does get some height on it. So, I'll give him that. I thought he was going for a splash at first.
It also hits it safer than Chris Benoit, who would just drive his bone marrow into you.
That's fair. Yeah, we got new tag team champs. Just a whole bunch of meh.
I mean, Gallus to me is a bunch of meh, and has been since the NXT UK days as well. I'm just, they're really good in ring, but personality wise I don't really care about them, but yeah, it's cool to see D'Angelo and Stax win it, the family of two, as Adam put it.
Family of two.
Yeah, thanks for shitting all over my prediction cut poll last week, you sons of bitches.
It's our fault that Troy sets the bar so high.
The bar.
Second week in a row I got a bar reference in.
Nice.
Yeah, Stax and Tony D with their fucking orange velour jumpsuits. Some fucking shit right there. I think Joe Coffey has something. There's something charismatic about him when he's in a singles feud, but that's not this. And this was, it was fine. It was a good match as far as the tag match goes, but I don't know. I don't care about Tony D and his family. I don't even know why they're baby faces. It's still fucking weird to me.
They need someone else.
Yeah, I know.
They need someone. They need someone to replace Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
To make it feel like more of an actual family.
Yeah. Anything like Nichols?
Quarters.
Yeah, that'll be
it. Points to everybody on that one except for Jason Godza Juggalo and Jord Wedgwood, who picked Gallus to win. I also like the spot. Somebody got powerbombed into Wolfgang into the steps, and I thought that was a good spot.
That was good. That was good.
Weapons Wild up next, and I gotta say, Weapons Wild was not nearly as terrible as I was expecting it to be.
No.
I found it to be actually somewhat enjoyable.
What'd you think? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, wasn't it Jason that said that this was one of the better matchups in terms of gear that we had seen? Or is that later with the Tiffany Stratton one?
No, he was talking about the Dana Brooke versus Cora Jade match, as far as
that's gear. That's what it was,
yeah. Because during that match, they both had some pretty tight black leather outfits mm-hmm. on with some fishnets mixed in, so that's always good.
I lost all of my sound drops, that's why I'm not using them right now.
Oh, no.
I'll get them back.
I mean, we can just imitate them. Boring. Oh, okay.
I don't think that's the one he was going to go for right then.
No,
not that at all.
But I don't know. I can't do the other one. So
I'm guessing it would have been Boner.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, this was the Roxanne Perez versus Blair Davenport match.
Yes.
It was good. It was good, but I don't care that her sister and her mother were in the front row and we had to do that whole thing where, like, the bad guy, like, does something horrendous and then points at the sister and mother and is like, nyeh.
Especially because we did it 2 weeks ago on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like that was forced, you know.
It's always forced, but, you know.
Sure. I will give Roxanne credit. She beat the shit out of fucking Blair in this match. And Blair, to her credit, looked great. Probably the best match I've seen Blair Davenport in since joining NXT. And Roxanne won. I don't think she needed to, though. I mean, couldn't you have just went with Blair winning? Wouldn't that have been better? Like, mean more for her?
You're only upset because you picked Blair on the poll.
No, I'm fine with Roxanne getting the win because you do need to have her beat some challengers like this if you're going to have her get back to the main event. And Blair is definitely somebody that looks the part of being like a tough badass, so I was okay with it.
Points to Fetus Rhodes, Jason, Jackson, myself, and Troy on that one. Before we move on, Troy, first name Pickle Fucker, last name Troy?
Yeah. You know, I was watching Clerks 2 right before it, and it just kind of stuck with me, so.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh, Jason Lee has a cameo in him, and that's his whole thing. In high school, we used to shove pickles up their asses, and they'd have to walk down the hallway, and if it fell out, they'd have to take a bite out of it and shove it back in. And Pickle Fucker here made it only after 4 bites.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
People get shocked when I tell them, I have seen Clerks 2. I have seen Clerks, the animated series. I have not seen Clerks.
That's fair.
Up next, regular old singles match, Baron Corbin versus Steve-O Gabeson. We get a double count out.
Yeah.
So nobody gets a point because that wasn't enough. Silly me for not putting that on the poll.
Weird, huh? But
I'm sorry, but there was a pretty significant amount of time a few years ago that would have been unheard of at an NXT premium live event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fans, first of all, the fans were behind Corbin, which was surprising.
Oh, they fucking hated Gable.
Oh, badly. I couldn't really figure out why. Is it because of
probably the rape thing.
I was going to say the rape thing. That was a couple years ago, and they never booed him like that since he's been on TV.
Well,
maybe they all just got together.
It's the NXT crowd, though. They're different, you know.
But it's not the
full silver.
They were in Texas.
Right. Hmm.
I don't know. But You're Not Angle was a funny chant.
He was trying.
And I think that's also comes into play with it. I think they see him as a copycat Kurt Angle, and it's just poorly done. Even his tights looked like a poor man's Kurt Angle.
A little bit.
And the entire time they're talking about him being the next Kurt Angle, they're like, shh, Chad Gable, get out of my way. You're the next Angle.
Well, this guy's an Olympic gold medalist. Chad Gable was just an Olympian. Yeah, not good. Not good for Gable. You know what? I thought, because I stepped away for a minute to grab dinner, and I thought people were saying he was getting booed because he sucked in the ring. He wasn't. He was passable. Surely wasn't the worst I've seen in NXT. So yeah, I was just kind of surprised at the reaction. But apparently, we're going to continue this. We're gonna keep going with this.
It's gonna keep being a thing.
NXT North American Championship triple threat match. Dom Mysterio successfully defending against Mustafa Ali and Wesley. I think my favorite part of this match was when they were on the outside and Rhea stepped between Dom and Mustafa, or Wes, and then Mustafa came from the other side, so Dom went through into the ring, and as they grabbed him and were dragging him back into the ring, he's just screaming, "Mommy!" I enjoyed that very much. It was a decent triple threat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason for calling it. Ratings are up with the Judgment Day down there, so let's keep him there.
Yeah. And like you said, Dom was the one to sneak in and steal the win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For Ali and Wesley for what they're doing with those two characters. So.
Yeah.
There was a spot where Mustafa Ali goes up top and tries to hit a 450 onto Wesley and Dominic Mysterio on the apron. And they both move, and the spot itself was fucking nasty. But the setup for it was so fucking strange. Because yeah. you've got Dom and Wes lying with their shoulders on the apron, but their torsos are on the bottom rope. So they're both just lying there, cocks in the air.
Cocks so up for the boys.
What are you reading, his Netflix history?
I was reading my notes. I wrote cocks up in my notes.
Oh, nice. There you go.
But I noticed something during this match that I hadn't noticed before. Dom rolls the wrong way on the Three Amigos.
Oh, he does it shitty on purpose.
Instead of rolling over the opponent, he rolls the opponent over him.
I know.
which would seem to take a lot more effort to accomplish the same thing.
I always thought he was doing it shitty on purpose. So people, I mean, maybe, like, that's not how you do it.
Maybe. Or maybe it's for the same reason he does the 619 the opposite way of his dad, because he's left-handed as opposed to his dad is right-handed. Possibly. So that could certainly be part of it as well. But it just stuck out to me that Mustafa, he had him and he suplexed him, and then he pulled him over the top to stand up and do the second one. I'm like, that's less efficient.
Yes.
I feel like we'd have to look back before his heel turn and see if he did it the normal way to kind of if it's a conscious decision he's doing.
That's true.
Points to everyone but Fetus Rhodes, Sal, and Jord Wedgwood on that one. As we move to our women's championship match, the submission match between Thea Hale and Tiffany Stratton. Unsurprisingly, everyone picked Tiffany Stratton. And everyone except Jackson picked that there would be no cash-in. I know, but it's possible, so I put it in there.
Yeah. We finally have Jackson, people holding cases. It makes sense to put it in there.
Jackson picked, yes, EO loses.
So, wow. That would have been something if EO tried to cash in on Tiffany Stratton and then lost. I don't know if I would have been happy about that. But anyway. First of all, Tiffany with her Barbie gear, that was incredible. Her whole entrance, did it Texas style. She did it big, big time. So good on her. The way her shorts ride up her fucking ass is amazing. I'm just going to say that. I need to get it out of the way, and I need to fucking say it, because she doesn't even, she owns it. She doesn't even hide it. So, and she doesn't try to fix it like fucking Rhonda does every 5 seconds.
Now I need to import all my sounds back, because this is how you're going to continue doing these episodes.
But the match was really good. I didn't like the finish because I saw it coming about 5 minutes beforehand. First of all, she was in the Boston Crab / Lion Tamer for like 10 minutes. And then you couldn't hide it. He had the towel in his hand the whole time. So you're just like, all right, no, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's a way to get where they needed to go. So Tiffany wins. Nobody can take that away from her. And Thea didn't give up. So she's tough.
As long as I don't use that as a heel turn, we're good.
For who?
For Thea Hale. To be pissed off at Andre Chase.
So you watched this week's episode, right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
I mean, it certainly seems like her and Duke might turn on Andre, but we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I thought Baron Corbin was the best part of that segment.
Baron.
Look, little girl.
You tried and you failed. Or you said something.
You just don't. Not everybody has what it takes. And your main event. NXT Heavyweight Championship. Everybody picked Carmelo. And everybody said no cash in. Fucking Jesus Christ. This match was so good.
I'm
unsurprising.
Not, no, you're correct. This isn't hyperbole, and this isn't because I'm a homer. This is in consideration for my match of the year. This is incredible. And right up until the end, they had me where I didn't know which way it was going to go.
I just wish that they could have built it a little bit better going into it.
Yeah, the build was not good, and we talked about that, but...
Yeah, we knew the match was going to be great. We knew that the build was going to be subpar, and I don't know how much more you can do Carmelo that way. He needs to have a really good build to a feud.
But we might still have a chance with this feud, because I don't think we're done. So if we continue with this path, we'll see. We'll kind of see where it goes.
So you say that, but on NXT, it seemed like they were kind of building Wesley into the next
maybe challenger. Like the next one, but he even said in his promo, he's like, I know Dragunov's going to want his rematch, so at some point we're going back to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Threat. Also, I failed to mention this last match, and I wanted to bring it up. There was a point where I started to wonder if 19-year-old Thea Hale was maybe going a little bit too fast in her match.
Yes.
There was a couple things that she did where I'm like, I think she should slow down. And there was one spot, and it was a very simple backdrop spot, but I don't think Tiffany was ready for it. And she came this close to landing on her neck.
Very well could have been nerves.
Well, because when they set up for the backdrop and she launched her, you can audibly hear Tiffany go, no! So, and that's when the crowd was like, oh. Because it looked like she landed on her head, but thank God she got right back up. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's going to come with experience. She's going to, lots of young wrestlers do that, especially in a PLE. They go too fast. They don't know how to slow down.
Right.
See
Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar that one time.
Oh, remember that? Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
He caved the side of his head into. Of course I remember that.
I just mentioned it. Of course I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the one who brought it up. All right. In ninth place, with 4 correct out of 9, Jord Wedgwood. in seventh place with 5 out of 9, Sal and God's Juggalo. Fifth place with 6 out of 9, Fetus Rhodes and Jason. And tied for first with 7 out of 9, Dicko Loco, Jackson, myself, and Troy.
Oh. I'll take it. I haven't been very good at these lately, so I'll take a tie for first place.
All right.
Overall thoughts on Great American Bash?
Fun little PLE.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this being an actual PLE instead of just a special episode, because they're able to breathe a little bit more. Yeah, that was good.
I always like the NXT PLEs that are on the road.
Yeah.
Get a different crowd, get a bigger building. Makes it feel special.
Yeah, amazingly, when you don't go to the same town 4 or 5 times a year, you tend to get good crowds for it.
That reminds me, I loved Carmelo's entrance with the dusty voiceover. Mm-hmm. Get a dream, reach for the sky. Oh, shoot for the sky, sorry. That was nice. That was a really nice touch. Also, the little reveal of the lights coming up and Dragunov's contacts being bright red scared the shit out of Booker T, and I'm there for it. He was like, whoa, what the hell? That's an evil man, Vic. You see that? That's an evil man.
That's only because he's high most of the time during his commentary.
God knows on what, but God bless Booker. He handles it, I guess.
He sure seems like he's trying to get fired on a weekly basis. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. That's the NXT champion, Booker. Like,
please. Please. Fire Booker and take Dana Brooke with you.
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is an anagram of his first name. Just do it. It's right there.
How long did that take you to figure out?
It happened just now.
Okay. Nice. I'm sure that was just something you were sitting on for a couple months or something.
No. That's welcome to my brain.
We're going to talk about both of those guys at the same time, and I'm going to make this reference.
Welcome to my ADHD. I only have one note from SmackDown. I don't have a lot of notes this week. Honestly, I was not.
Huh.
I have nothing for Raw. But we'll still talk about
it.
So the finals of this U.S. title contendership tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
And the match ends because Santos dived on Rey on the outside and Rey's head bounced off the fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt worked, but also watching the replays, his head bounced off the fucking floor. So I really don't know how to feel about this one.
I was under the impression that was 100% not the finish that they had booked. One way or another, I don't think that's what they wanted to happen. So
I know the dirt sheets picked it up as a legitimate issue, but obviously they don't know shit.
They don't know shit, but like Adam said, when you watch it back, it doesn't look great, and it did happen kind of abruptly. It wasn't like it was building to that moment, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't think that's what they wanted. I think they had a different finish planned, but it is what it is. Santos wins, and we can just forget that match happened. So, I mean, it was fine until that moment.
Yeah. Ray got his 14th punch on his concussion punch card. So, yeah,
it was
good.
Maybe it was because it happened during commercial.
Mm.
And so we come back from break and everything's just stopped. And so you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay, sure. But yeah, Santos Escobar wins his number one contendership for SummerSlam for the United States Championship and immediately goes to NXT to help out the family. And Sal and I were talking about this before you got here, Troy. Until Vic mentioned it on commentary, I had completely forgotten that storyline had happened.
that they're all part of the same group.
Yeah, where yeah. D'Angelo took over ownership of Legado del Fantasma because he lost yep. it because he won a match. Vic said it. And I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
I like
Santos. They hated each other. Why are they friends now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like Santos. I liked him better in NXT than so far him on the main roster. But he's our, you know, he's Rey Mysterio's cheerleader. It's fine. But this
he's
week,
starting to break on his own, though.
Sure, sure. But this week, having him be the reveal of Tony D'Angelo's partner, I was disappointed. Because I'm like, oh, that's where we're going with this? Oh, who cares? It's a one-off, then. I thought they were bringing Dimes back. I thought they were introducing a new member of the family. Part of me wanted Enzo Amore to be that guy. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, who cares, then? And that's what main evented your Tuesday show, and I was just kind of... I'm just kind of disappointed by it.
Dimes is under contract for 24,000 more YouTube matches before he's able to be released. So.
And so we got to this match and this mystery partner because we opened the show with D'Angelo arriving in his SUV and getting beaten up by Gallus 3-on-2. And holy fuck, were they earthquaking the shit out of the cameras during that beatdown?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
See, they're so strong that they make the whole ground shake, and the cameraman is just shaking. He's not just moving the camera around with his hands.
It was a little ridiculous.
I did have.
It reminded me of that story from way back when, of whichever local talent it was on SmackDown that didn't speak English, and so it took some move from whoever was beating him up and had to be told no shaky shaky.
There were a couple other things on SmackDown I just kind of wanted to go over.
Okay.
I really enjoyed when Roman was screaming at Jay, and he's like, "Little Jay, what makes you think you could beat me? I just want to know what makes you think you could beat me." And he's like, "Cause I already have." That was just perfect. And Jay's timing's great with shit like that. Now, I didn't understand why Solo and Roman got all that heat on Jay at the end of the night, because I was kind of hoping we wouldn't have Solo interfering at all, and maybe he won't come match time, but, you know, obviously they got to get their heat, but that opening segment would have been enough. Or not opening.
At least having... Yeah, at least Roman taking the pin from Jay actually is meaning something. Mm-hmm. They're utilizing it. They're having him actually be upset about the fact that he lost a match. He didn't forget, which was good. The crowd going, you know, saying that you got pinned was great. So, yeah.
That was good. I definitely enjoyed that. And then the only other thing from SmackDown was... LA Knight is now scheduled to fight Sheamus at this week's upcoming SmackDown, which is a little confusing because at first they were putting LA Knight against heels, and now they're putting him against Sheamus with a babyface, and I guess the more concerning part is right now LA Knight doesn't have a match on SummerSlam.
He does.
Yeah, they got all this money to do a battle royal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't understand why they were having a battle royal at all. Like, no, there was no history of having a battle royal at SummerSlam, so it made no sense to me. And then I found out it's the Slim Jim Battle Royal, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, Halloween? Gonna, the fuck?
Right?
Gonna whip each other with Slim Jims?
There was a night way back in the day on Nitro that WCW, I think Adam might have covered it on Nitromania, WCW sold their soul for Slim Jim that night. It was like everything was Slim Jim. Do you remember this episode, Adam?
It was Halloween Havoc.
It was Halloween Havoc, wasn't it?
But yeah, one it specific... Slim Jim presents Halloween Havoc, and every yeah. and the turn posts were Slim Jim. There was a big fuck off Slim Jim box in the background.
And Macho had like the black and orange. Halloween one.
That might have been the one with the fucking monster truck they were giving away.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is that the one where Savage came out there dressed completely like he does in the commercial with the Slim Jim?
Quite possibly.
Oh man.
Probably.
And he just blended in with the ring. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's all I got from SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was kind of creepy. Just because I wasn't looking at Skype. I was looking at my notes, and so that just came out of nowhere from like the back of my ear. Just
yeah.
Randy, are you here? Yeah. Like I said, I was not very good at note taking this week, so I don't have anything else for SmackDown or Raw.
Raw. We got a lot to talk about from Raw, but Troy, you haven't been on in a little bit. What do you want to talk about from Raw?
He was on last week.
Shh.
I love me some Triple H, but what the fuck, man? Why the hell are you having Chelsea and Sonya lose already? In an actual tag team match, which is not title.
Oh, that's your issue with the women's division from Raw? Here, I thought you were going a completely different way.
There's much more. There's the Becky and Trish shit that's stupid. There's the fact that Rhea doesn't have a match at SummerSlam. I get all of that. Mm. I just think, like, you finally had a chance to start to build some kind of division there, because now you're like, okay, well, maybe we won't hot potato it. These two can be, you know, like the Iconics were the first time around and be champions for a while. No, we're just going to have them job out to these two can't get along and they're going to fight each other this Sunday, Saturday. it's lazy to me. And I hate it. I hate when they do that shit.
It's lazy and it's surprising. Give him credit. Jason brought this up last week. Triple H's booking of the women has been very disappointing considering his booking of the women when he was in charge of NXT. And
we don't even see half of them anymore.
No.
Like Tegan Knox was brought back. She's just not nothing, you know.
Tegan Knox, Candice LeRae's there like once a month.
Yeah, it's sad. Piper Nevin got her name back and then just left.
But you have two huge stars. One of them, the top of your division, Rhea Ripley. The other one, who was the division for a long time, Becky Lynch. I don't know what the fuck happened with Trish. I don't know if they didn't get enough like fucking zeros on her contract for her to wrestle at SummerSlam. I don't get it. I don't know, but it's a fucking disaster because this was the plan, Becky versus Trish at SummerSlam. And for whatever reason, we don't have it. And no one's saying shit about why. But for the fans, that's a big disappointment.
Yeah.
Is Trish actually hurt?
She didn't do much physicality, but she did take a bump on Monday. Now, granted, it was during the schmoz, so maybe she is hurt, but they're not. I mean, if she was, wouldn't they just say that, oh, she's dealing with an injury? I've heard nothing, and nobody can find out anything. It's so weird.
I mean, well, she's wearing the mask, and she mentioned her broken nose this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
But also, why bring back Raquel if she's not fighting this Saturday?
Yep.
Why not save that shit till... And then it made Raquel look like a chump anyway, because Rhea just fucking kicked her in the knee and was like, oh, you're dead. Ha ha ha. So, like, why do I want to get behind Raquel now? She just proved she's a loser.
Yeah. If anything, you can say, you can have Rhea say, like, I was going to have a match. I was going to defend my title at SummerSlam, but too bad I already beat the shit out of my opponent and now she can't compete.
Mm-hmm. But,
maybe. I think it's a swing and a miss, though. You have Rhea Ripley as your number one woman in this division, and she doesn't have a match. Even if Raquel did get hurt, give the match to someone else at this point. It's disappointing. It really fucking is. Now, speaking of disappointing, is Kevin Owens hurt?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Sure is.
Because I was confused as to why he wasn't on Raw and why Seth was teaming with Sammy.
And they just bothered not to say a word. It's like, no, he doesn't exist. Not one half of the champions. Look, he's got two belts. He's good.
It sucks because I hate when Owens gets hurt. He gives his body like crazy to this fucking business, and at this point, he's been doing it for 20 years, so this shit happens.
You've been letting that Cody Rhodes documentary sink into your head too much. This business?
No, that's Booker T. Booker T says this business every 5 seconds on NXT.
No, the Cody documentary, he for sure talks a lot about this business.
Wait, have you seen it?
No, I've seen the memes from it, though. The memes have all been talking about the don't do the drinking game of taking a drink every time he says this business, you will die.
I saw it. It was pretty good. It was a really good documentary, actually. I do recommend everybody watch it, and I was surprised how much Young Bucks were on my television set. Or not my television set, but you know what I mean. But no, they didn't...
How much Young Bucks were on your cocks, huh?
Just a sprinkling of them.
But you know who was not on the television at all was Tony Khan. And you know who they didn't thank at the end of that documentary was Tony Khan. They thanked Matt and Nick Jackson and Dana Massey, though. So whatever. But I don't want to talk about it if you guys haven't seen it. So Raw. Let's see here. What else happened on Raw? Kevin Owens is hurt, and Finn Balor and Seth. I'm starting not to care, but we'll see what happens on Saturday. Brock. Of course, Brock and fucking Cody. When Brock has nothing to say, he's a really bad promo. Because
funny how that works.
He comes out there this week and he's like, they pay me to fight, and they're going to pay Cody to get his ass kicked. That was his promo.
Thanks for coming. Here's $22 million.
You're not kidding. He even said it. He was like, I've been out here way too long. Like, you guys, I'm going to start charging you extra. Fucking, come on, let's go. I need to get back home to my fucking Saskatchewan home, farm, compound, whatever the fuck he has.
He just takes up one of those clocks that lawyers have. Yeah, you're on. Here's the promo now.
He's one of those guys that absolutely leaves right after a segment and gets on a flight back home.
Oh, for sure. There's no fucking way that he's like hobnobbing with the guys backstage.
But they shook hands and then he beat him up anyway.
Well, to be fair, Cody's the one who tried to pick a fight. Because Brock was going to leave the ring after they shook hands. Cody decided he was going to do a suicide dive. And then he got his ass kicked, which is exactly what should have happened.
Cody, you dumb son of a bitch.
Right? That's kind of how I felt after it. So, well. And then they interviewed him after, and Byron goes, Cody, you saw what just happened. Saw what just happened. This motherfucker got the shit kicked out of him by Brock Lesnar. My God. Maybe the old man really is fucking sick. Maybe everybody's scrambling backstage. I don't know. This was a shit episode of Raw.
It was a go home. Yeah. Of course it was. Yeah.
Yeah, the go homes are bad these days, huh?
These days?
You think this is bad? Wait until this Saturday when you can watch something slightly better.
You mean SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think SummerSlam's going to be a bad show. I'm anticipating it being a really good show, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, Kid Rock's going to be on it, so.
Ah!
Really?
Down a notch.
The guy that is from Detroit, but then pretends that he's a Southern guy. Yep, that guy. He'll be on there. Because it's in Detroit.
By the way, was it you, Troy, who informed us? Kid Rock, who acts like he's slumming, but like came from like fucking...
Oh, he went to private school.
Yeah, he went to private school. He like grew up in like a nice town and like outside of Detroit. Like, this is an 8 Mile. This is like the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an American badass. Ooh, maybe Devin will make a fucking SummerSlam fans, because that's what we need on this show. Anything else from Raw? Oh, I enjoyed what they did with what's her name? With Chad Gable.
Maxine
Dupri, yes. I enjoyed what they did with her in Valhalla. I thought it was fun. I don't know why you have to get all Gunther afterwards, but, you know. Hey, Chad Gable won the time challenge. He lasted 5 minutes with Gunther, and then Gunther was like, we need more time!
Nice.
Oh, speaking last week of Corey Graves doing the impression on commentary, I told you guys about it when he... On one episode of After the Bell, where he was like, "Do you think he talks like that all the time?" And then did a bit of him ordering breakfast at a restaurant.
Oh my god! It's hilarious. I doubt they let him keep doing it, but it's hilarious.
It was fantastic. It was so funny. I will announce the rest of this match.
So funny. How do we feel about Matt Riddle losing clean to? Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah.
I don't mind it,
but it seems like Matt Riddle's in that you're going to be punished for violating the drug policy stage of your career.
Kaiser needed to get the win back, so he didn't get the shit kicked out of him by Gunther and get kicked out of Imperium.
Yeah. True.
I mean, Kaiser and Vince have looked like fucking idiots the entire time on the main roster, so it's about time that they won something.
Well, yeah. Kaiser did. Gio still looks like an idiot because
that's true.
During his promo, or during that backstage with Chad Gable, Gunther was like, "Don't even get me started on Gio," and I was like, "Oh, ouch!" You get the "You're so bad, I don't even want to talk about you."
Guy thinks he's a fucking playboy.
Shinsuke versus Ciampa was okay.
Yeah. Except for who lost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't thrilled with that either.
I don't get it anymore.
And how he lost didn't seem... It was clunky. It wasn't even a fucking... It didn't even hit him with the Kinshasa. It was just like a knee in the stomach, and then he rolled him up and held the tights. But we had to be told he held the tights, because the first camera angle, you couldn't see it at all. Yeah, very meh. Very meh Raw.
Yeah. I got a couple things left from NXT.
Sure.
Bless Rhea Ripley for trying to save that promo between Dom and Dragon Lee. Holy shit, that went off the rails.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dragon Lee forgets his line or stumbles over his words or something, and is just like, and I'm gonna challenge you.
There's nothing wrong with Dragon Lee in ring, but obviously English is not his first language.
Although I laughed out loud later on in the back with Dom and Axiom. That Axiom going, "That wasn't me."
Oh my god.
That was Dragon Lee. Well, okay. Who are you then?
So yeah. We've talked about how good Dom's playing his character, right? Without hesitating, without even blinking, he goes, "What are you doing? You just challenged me. You were on the screen." I was waiting for him to say, "All you luchadors look the same."
Dad? Dijak finally wins a match. Hooray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Mr. Eddie Thorpe over there. We touched on it. What do you think about Thea Hale's little, I don't know what you would call it, a temper tantrum, but a silent treatment? I'm not sure. She's really pissed off at Mr. Chase.
Yeah, like I said before, using the other guy throws in a towel for you as a way to turn you or way to create, you know, shit between you is so overused. And as soon as he did it on the pay-per-view, it was like, oh, well, there, the heel's gone.
Just looking forward to when Thea Hale snaps and just starts looking at her hands.
Right. See, that's the real problem to me with the throw in the towel thing. I don't think it lands with the younger crowd. They have no fucking idea what that means.
When was the last time a boxing match ended with somebody with their trainer throwing in the towel?
Well, the last time it was like in a movie was like in the 80s or 90s. So.
Well, that was Rocky, right?
Yeah. So I don't see, like, it's not relevant anymore. Like, that's not how matches end.
Right.
So nowadays when they do it, because I think they did it in AEW with fucking Cody at one point too. I think it was Cody and MJF, but just it doesn't work, and you can see it coming a mile away, and it feels like a cop out. It feels like, well, we didn't really know how to book the end of this, so let's go with the towel.
Nice.
I was just trying to see if I could find the last instance of someone actually throwing in a towel.
You too? That's what I was doing too.
Yeah. No, I'm not Bono. I hate that guy.
Looks like 10 years ago in UFC it happened.
Okay. In UFC? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I have, again, we mentioned it briefly earlier, is Wesley turning heel, or is he just lining up to be Carmella's next challenger?
I would think maybe he'll...
I'm kind of down either way. I like that exchange between those two.
Yeah.
And Wesley has every right to be frustrated and pissed off, like, character-wise. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's interesting because I can't think of a time that he's been serious heel. Like, he's been the jokey heel before that I've seen, but it'll be something new for him, so I'm interested.
The only thing that kind of killed me was the backstage segment with him and Carmella in the locker room, and he's all pissed off, and Carmella's trying to talk some sense into him or whatever, and Wes is like, I lost everything, and Carmella was basically, oh yeah? Well, my chest hurts. Yeah, but you still have your title, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was basically being like, who the fuck are you to complain? I just got the shit kicked out of me by Dragunov.
Yeah.
Plus, I liked Carmelo's little line there of now I know why Breaker got fucking pissed. Because it's a little like breadcrumb. Yep. Like, if they want to turn Carmelo back to being heel, it could be through this way. Although, what did you guys think? Did we just break up Trick Mello Gang? Are we done? Because it certainly seemed like we're not going to have them on screen together anymore.
I like that the one time that you got that right is maybe the last time you'll ever say it.
Yeah. It's the only time that matters. It seemed very unceremonious. Like, that's how we're going to break them up? We're just going to go our separate ways?
Yeah. I mean, I'm for it because Carmelo can do better on his own. Trick is good. He's gotten a lot better. But I think that Carmelo needs to be able to stand on his own and speak his own mind. So I'm for that.
I feel like it's a storytelling device for if he does go against Dragunov again. Because that's one thing Trick said, is that he's got to go after Dragunov for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So if Dragunov like puts him in the hospital and takes Trick off TV for a little bit, it's more fuel for Carmella to go after him. But we'll see. We'll see if they do that or if they just spin those two off from each other and they have no interaction.
Right.
And I mean, Trick has come such a long, long way since he first appeared. So.
Yeah.
Sounds right, Lord.
Not easily, because when he first appeared, we were all, even the people of Full Sail, like, who the fuck is this guy?
All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nope.
Not that I can think of that comes to mind off NXT. God, I thought Lyra was good this week. And her match with JC Jane, that was fun.
I like that she immediately followed up. I can't think of anything else. With thinking of something else?
Yeah, it just popped in my head. I was trying to go through segment by segment. No, Lyra's fine. She's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else.
All right.
Do you want to do predictions first or your segment?
We can do my little segment first.
Okay.
So it is now time for Adam's segment of the week.
This is just a dumb little thing that I thought of that I thought that might be interesting. I have taken a famous wrestling promo and have removed some words, and we're going to replace those words with other words. This is definitely not Mad Libs because that's trademarked, but something something similar. So we'll just go back and forth.
We'll call it the Mad Runs.
So, Sal, give me a noun.
Table.
Troy, give me a place or a location.
London.
All right. Sal, give me a family member.
Tony D'Angelo.
Step what?
Stepsister.
Troy, give me another noun.
Let me go with house.
Sal, give me another noun.
Box.
Troy, verb.
That's a just like a action or description, right?
Action word, yeah.
Okay. Running.
Run. Okay. Sal, give me another verb.
Jump.
Or give me a famous book.
The Bible.
Sal, give me a plural noun.
Men.
As in when it's raining.
Troy, give me a man's first name.
Bob.
Sal, give me a number.
7.
Troy, give me another number.
Holy shit, this thing is long. 10.
We're almost done.
All right. Oops.
I picked a short one to start with, too, because I wasn't sure if this was going to be fun or not. Troy, give me a man's last name.
Smith.
Sal, give me a past tense verb.
Went.
What a weird way to put that, a man's last name. I don't think they're gender exclusive.
That's fair. Troy, give me a body part.
Penis.
Didn't even have to ask. It's funny because one of the ones you suggested actually matches the original word. The first thing I want to be done is to get that piece of table out of my London. Don't just get him out of London. Get him out of WWF, because I prove, stepsister, without a house of a box, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You run there, and you jump your Bible, and you say you're man, and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about Bob 710. Smith 710 says, I just went your penis. That's my new segment.
Nice. Well done.
They won't all be done in the voice. I just felt like it was necessary.
That was
the correct answer.
They have to all be done in a voice. Okay. If you do a Macho Man promo, you better be giving us a Macho Man fucking impression. I'm hoping the Hard Times one is next. That one's a little bit long.
I love that you went with Bible.
I know,
that's funny. As soon as you started that, I was like, it's Bible.
All right, SummerSlam predictions time.
Hey.
Point your browser window at rundownwrestling.com. See it right there at the top underneath the post for this week's episode, assuming someone posts this week's episode.
We'll see what I do.
All right, up first, thrice in a lifetime, Cody Rhodes versus Cowboy Brock.
It's Cody.
I think it's Cody, yeah. Sal?
Yeah, let's go, Cody.
Let's go, Cody.
Let's go, Cody.
Thank you, Cora. World Heavyweight Championship, not the Demon Finn Balor versus not the fuckboy Seth Rollins. Oh, I think he's still the fuckboy, Sal. That's right. Sal, who you got?
Let's go with Seth Rollins.
I'm going to go with Seth. I'm going to go with Finn.
Okay.
I feel like they pull the trigger and that causes more dissension on the with the whole briefcase situation. So, Troy?
I was also going to go with Finn.
Sorry. Sal, you seemed like you were about to say something.
They are rumors that he's taking time off. Seth is taking time off after SummerSlam. Now, that could be just hearsay, but I wouldn't be mad if Finn wins the title.
Well, Seth's got more injuries than Will Ospreay does, so.
But does he have more injuries than Kenny Omega?
I don't know. We know which one has more stars.
Women's Championship, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Belair. Mm-hmm. With all the hoops she jumped through. By the way, 48 days. Bianca Belair opened up that episode of SmackDown by complaining that it had been 48 days since she'd had a title match. I am worried that they'll put it right back on Charlotte, but I'm going to say it stays on Asuka. Sal?
Let's give it back to Bianca with a heel turn.
Now, Troy, did you type Beance on purpose?
No, totally didn't. I'm going to go with Asuka.
I came to spray.
Yes! Nice.
Woo-woo championship and tribal queef crown. It's not a crown, it's a necklace. It's a necklace.
Sorry, necklace. You're right.
It's the hot pepper, so he can make General Tso's chicken whenever he wants.
That's what makes the fucking queef.
This is why Troy's amazing when he does these polls.
No, I'm not.
You know what, Sal?
No, I'm not. Stop trying to create tension between me and Adam.
What reason?
No sexual tension between
us. He's trying to create tension between me and Troy. He's trying to create tension between me and Jason. Sal, you're a piece of shit.
Read the names. Read the names Troy put down here.
Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
One of you, sir.
So simple, you're so funny.
Just trying to get a laugh. I'm not trying to be better than anybody.
Baby.
I'm going Roman Reigns.
I sincerely enjoyed the GIF comments in the host thread this afternoon. Who better than Troy? And Sal puts one that says nobody, and Troy puts one that says pretty much everybody. Sal, who you got?
Roman.
Troy?
Oh, Roman.
Yeah. It'll be fun as hell, but I don't think I'll let you switch it now.
This was specifically made because I knew you were going to have to read it, so I enjoyed this one.
Wet teenage YouTube fan panties match. Dick O'Shea versus the Hungman Logan Paul. Oh, it's Logan Paul.
Going with that Hungman. Yeah, it's Logan Paul.
We really trot Ricochet out and put him in this spot for him to lose.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, Logan Paul.
And he's going to make his fiance announce his name. Bye, Troy.
That was actually some good heat. I will say that when he said, "I'm gonna make your Your girl announced me as the winner. I thought that was nice.
It's your fiance over there.
Oh, look at that. And Ricochet's like, don't you dare. Don't do it.
Be a shame if somebody flew her out to Japan.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
The Gunther Continental Championship. How can I ask? Goo Thor defending against Drew McIntyre. This one's tough for me.
Yeah.
But finally. I think they're going for records, so I'm going to pick Gunther. Goo Thor.
Goo Thor.
Troy, you got?
McIntyre.
Zap?
I think it's going to be McIntyre. I can see this being a pretty big moment for him.
He's so close to pulling ahead of Honky Tonk, though.
Yeah,
but... Yeah, I'm 99% sure that we're both going to be wrong, but that's okay.
Up next, an MMA rules match?
That's what they're calling it.
That's what it said.
Why can't they just say Fight Pit? They have the fucking ring for that.
With the question mark. Does the match graphic have the question mark? MMA rules match?
I hope so.
What are the rules?
Rowdy Roddy Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. It's a wrestling
match, but you just can't pin each other, I guess? Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with my heart.
They did a lot of heavy lifting on Raw to try to make this legit with the with the sit down interviews. With
besides her mother and her husband, I was the first.
I was the first one to hold her daughter. My goddaughter's gonna hate me for what I do to you.
I'm gonna go with my heart over my head and pick Shayna Baszler.
I think Rousey's leaving, so I think it's Shayna Baszler.
Three for all. I'm picking Shayna.
No, it's a different show. SummerSlam Battle Royal. This is a fill in the blank, and I don't know who the fuck all's in this thing. You know, you have a list of anyone?
Sheamus, LA Feet, and I think two other people, but there's going to be a ton more after that. That's why it's not a drop down.
Fuck it. I'll go LA Knight. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I think that's his consolation prize for this since it's all over.
What? Doesn't the winner get something?
Nope.
They don't even get like an Intercontinental title shot or a US title shot, nothing like that.
They get a case of Slim Jims.
That's right.
Then it's there was a couple other people announced for this.
Yeah, you'll notice what's not on this card is the US Championship match, because that, even though they had a final for it, isn't going to be on SummerSlam.
And there's a lot of things that aren't going to be on SummerSlam that's just head scratching.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Let's fucking go with Sheamus. Who cares?
Let's fucking go. SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. So we get Zach Rowan out there so he can snap his leg like a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
It literally doesn't say anything in the match preview on WWE.com. No, it
doesn't.
The biggest event of the summer just got a whole lot wilder with the monumental announcement of a SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim. Superstars will battle tooth and nail for glory in the total free-for-all as they fight off attacks in every direction. A competitor will be eliminated when they are thrown over the top rope and both feet hit the ringside floor. Who will be the last superstar in the squared circle? Find out at SummerSlam Saturday, August 5th at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, streaming live on Peacock in the United States and on WWE Network everywhere else. That's all it says.
Otis person eliminated has to be the Slim Jim.
I know. Otis and Sheamus were also announced for this, and I believe the implication was so was Kaiser and Vinci.
That's right. I'm still going with that. I don't give a shit.
Sounds like that's where they're going to dump like Styles, Cross, and Mysterio as well.
Right.
Not the concussed one. The regular one.
The regular one.
Well, Judas Priest, cash in. Yes, and win. The Uwu, yes, and win the world title. Yes, and fail like Baron Corbin did. Or, eh.
I'm going to say nah.
feel like this could go. It could be a world title situation, so he could cash in and win. He could cash in and not win. I'm gonna go nah.
I'm gonna go yes, and he wins the world title from Finn Balor.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's what I keep thinking. I'm gonna just gonna will him into existence.
He said he would not cash in on Finn Balor.
Yes, because heels are always known for being such genuine people.
I know, but that's easy.
No, it's not.
He might cash in on Seth. He might. And if and Seth beats Finn clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then Priest cashes in on Seth, wins, and then he's like, dude, what do you want? You had your shot, and then I want a mine, like, to Balor. So, twice, that's a good point.
Will Io Sky cash in? Yes, and win whatever the fuck they call the belt Rhea holds. Yes, mm-hmm. and win the title from that other Asian. Yes, and be the first loser to lose a cash in while having a vagina, or nope.
I'm going.
Well, we Rhea doesn't have a match, so it's doubtful that she would cash in on Rhea.
She'll be there.
It's true.
Yeah, but
I'm going to say yes, and I know this isn't one of the choices, but she wins it from Bianca, not the other Asian.
Oh, don't worry. I'm just talking about the belts they own, not the person that they cashed in on.
Okay.
So you're good.
So yeah, I think absolutely, Io. I can see Io cashing in and winning it.
I'm still gonna go nope on this one.
Nope.
We'll play this out a little further.
Nope.
Click that button that says submit. And we will come back with the results next week.
Yay.
But unless anyone has anything else.
Nope.
Alrighty then. Sal, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for hanging out too, buddy. It's good to see you.
Troy, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want those five guys behind y'all. Yeah. Yeah, it's for
sneaking in those episode titles.
Good night, everybody.